All right, so today we're diving into something that can really transform a fabrication business. And no, it's not about some fancy new welding technique or anything like that. We're talking about stock control, but not just the basic count your screws kind of stock control. We're going deeper into how integrating it with your job management system can unlock some serious efficiency and some really good cost savings. Imagine walking into your workshop and you know with absolute certainty that you have all the right materials in the right quantity, exactly when you need them. No more last minute runs to the supplier, no more projects getting stalled because a part's missing. Just smooth sailing. And to help us on this journey of efficiency, we're tapping into some wisdom from WorkGuru and their recent article, Should You Introduce Stock Control with a Job Management Process? They've laid out a really practical approach, especially for fabricators. So let's break it down. One of the things that stood out to me was this idea of moving away from buying materials project by project and instead creating a central stock pool. Kind of like, imagine if you had to go to the grocery store for every single meal you were going to make. Versus doing one big shop for the whole week.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency, right? And thinking about it like those grocery store runs you mentioned, it really highlights the financial advantages too. You know, when you buy in bulk, you often get those nice discounts. Plus, you can cut down on transportation costs. It's all about leveraging economies of scale.
Okay, economies of scale, that's a big word. But what does that actually mean for someone running a fabrication shop day to day?
It's pretty straightforward when you break it down. Remember that like 500 pack of screws you got to steal on a while back? Buying those in bulk probably saved you a bunch per screw compared to if you were just buying them individually as you needed them. That right there is economies of scale in action. And those savings, they can really add up, especially in a business where materials are one of your biggest expenses.
So it's not just about saving a few bucks here and there. It's understanding how those savings snowball and contribute to your bottom line.
Exactly. This shift, it's not just about saving on materials. It's about making a fundamental change to how you think about your cash flow. When you have a solid grasp on your stock, you can strategically manage your resources, reduce waste by only ordering what you need, and that just leads to a healthier business.
And speaking of a healthier business, this article wasn't all just theory. They had some really interesting real-world examples of how fabricators are seeing these benefits play out in their businesses. One example that really caught my eye was Hydromech Waste. They found $50,000 worth of unnecessary stock just sitting around.
Wow. It really goes to show you how eye-opening the right stock control system can be. It's not just about knowing what you have, it's about uncovering what you don't need. That kind of insight is so valuable for making smart decisions about your resources. It's like $50,000 that could have been reinvested back into the business, used to upgrade equipment, or even just sitting pretty in their bank account instead of gathering dust on a shelf somewhere.
It's like finding a hidden treasure chest in your workshop. And speaking of treasures, time is definitely one of them. The article also talked about how much time can actually be saved by integrating stock control with job management. Up to 10 hours a week for some businesses.
10 hours, wow. Imagine what you could do with an extra 10 hours a week.
I know, right? I could definitely find something to do with an extra 10 hours. But it's not just about the big picture wins like saving money and time management. This integrated approach, it really impacts the day-to-day running of a fabrication shop. One thing that WorkGuru really emphasizes is the power of real-time inventory visibility.
Oh yeah, knowing exactly what you have on hand at any given time is huge. It means no more like running around and trying to figure out if you got enough steel before you can even start a job. No more delays because you forgot about some tiny component.
And those kinds of delays, they can really eat into your profits, not to mention what it does to your reputation.
Totally. When you're constantly hitting roadblocks like that, it impacts your ability to meet deadlines, it makes it harder to manage expectations, and it can really just hold your business back.
So how does WorkGuru actually help fabricators get this real-time inventory control? One of the features that stood out to me was the per-person stock usage tracking. So it's not just that a box of screws disappeared into thin air. It's that, you know, Bob used 20 screws on Project X on Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, that level of detail might seem like overkill at first, but you'd be surprised what kind of insights you can get from that. Imagine, like, you can see that Bob consistently uses more screws than Sarah on the same type of task. Is there a training opportunity there? Is he using a less efficient technique? There's so much you can learn.
It's like having a stock detective on staff, uncovering those hidden inefficiencies that might be costing you money without even realizing it.
Exactly. And this kind of tracking, it all feeds into those bigger goals we talked about earlier. Accurate data means better forecasting, smarter purchasing decisions, and a healthier bottom line.
It's not just about the software, is it? It's about changing your whole mindset around stock control. And it seems like WorkGuru really gets that. The article mentioned that they approach implementation as a change management process. They put a big emphasis on things like clear boundaries, physical organization. They even talk about having like a dedicated stock room or a secure storage cage.
Right, because the technology is fantastic and can really be a game changer, but it's only as good as the systems you have in place to support it. Having a dedicated space for your inventory where everything has a place and you're tracking every single movement, that's essential for keeping your records accurate.
But what about the materials that are a bit trickier to manage? What if you're working with something like paint, where it's tough to quantify accurately? You can't really count out individual drops of paint, can you? How do you handle stock control for those types of materials?
Yeah, you're right. Not everything comes in those nice, easy-to-count packages. That's where having some flexibility in your system is key, and it seems like WorkGuru understands that. The article talked about how they actually offer different stock control methods depending on what you're dealing with. Hey, they call them stock control levels. There's FIFO, which stands for first in, first out.
So that'd be like if you're using steel, you'd want to use the oldest batch first, so it doesn't just sit around forever, right?
Exactly. Then there's batch tracking, which is super useful for stuff with expiration dates, like certain adhesives or welding compounds, that kind of thing. Each batch gets its own unique ID, so you can easily track how it's being used and make sure you're not using anything that's expired.
And I'm guessing the third level, serial tracking, is for when you need to be extra careful.
Yeah, that one's for your big ticket items, the stuff where you need to be able to trace its whole journey. You know, specialized components, custom made parts, anything where you need that really detailed history. It takes a bit more work on the admin side of things, but the level of control and insight you get from it, it's really something else.
So it's all about picking the right tool for the job, or in this case, the right stock control level for the materials and the way you work.
Exactly. And that's where a system like WorkGurus can really make your life easier. You know? And they give you that flexibility and the ability to customize. It's about finding the right tools to match your needs.
And you know, one of the things I really liked about WorkGuru's whole approach is that they seem to get that stock control isn't some isolated thing. It's all got to be connected, right? Purchasing, time tracking, everything.
Yeah, it's all connected,
yeah.
Like pieces of a puzzle.
Yeah.
In WorkGuru, they put a lot of emphasis on this integration of time, purchasing, and stock control. That way, instead of having all these separate systems that don't talk to each other, you've got this central hub where all your data is flowing together.
Yeah, so you can see the whole picture, right? Like, you know exactly how much a job is costing you, both in terms of materials and labor. That's got to be so helpful for making sure you're pricing things right and actually making a profit.
Absolutely. And it's not just about pricing. It's about having the information you need to make smart decisions about every aspect of your business. Like, should you invest in a new piece of equipment? Can you afford to bring on another team member? When you've got that clear financial picture, it lets you make those big decisions with confidence.
It's like you're playing chess, not checkers, you know?
Yeah.
You're thinking several moves ahead, not just reacting to what's right in front of you.
That's a great way to put it. That's really what it's all about.
Well, I don't know about you, but I definitely learned a lot today. It's amazing how such a seemingly small thing like stock control can have such a big impact.
It's true. It's all about taking control of your resources, optimizing how you do things, and setting yourself up for success.
So, to all our listeners out there, if you're drowning in spreadsheets or just constantly feeling like you're chasing your tail trying to keep track of your inventory, maybe it's time to take a good, hard look at your stock control system.
Yeah, it could be the key to unlocking a whole new level of efficiency for your business and a little more peace of mind, too.
And for anyone who's ready to explore how WorkGuru can help take your stock control to that next level, you can find a link to their site in the show notes. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but we'll catch you in the next episode.